This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Despite everything, Americans still buying stuff. Lots of stuff. For Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy. You learned for David Brancaccio. Payments tracker MasterCard Spending Pulse says holiday season retail sales were up 8.5% compared to last year. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins me now with more. Nova, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
So sales are higher than last year. Is this some sort of pandemic distortions, or did Americans actually open up their wallets more this holiday?
Well, they sure did. It's not a pandemic distortion. If you compare this year to the 2019 holiday season, before we'd even heard of COVID, sales were up this year more than 10.5% compared to 2019. So that's even higher than if you compare the numbers to last year. And the period that MasterCard Spending Pulse was looking at was November 1st to December 24th. So that's when we're shopping for gifts. We know from other recent indicators that Americans started shopping a bit earlier than usual this year because they were worried about supply chain disruptions potentially affecting inventories. And shopping early also meant shopping in person. More people are willing to go into department stores. We saw a 21% increase this year compared to last year.
Okay, so if people were shopping more in person now, does that mean that they were shopping less online?
Well, online sales rose too, but not as much as last year. So last year, it was extraordinary. The increase was 61%. This year, it's 11%. It was also interesting to see what people were buying. Clothing rose the most, then jewelry. So stuff you might want to have if you're going to be around other people. I should say this report is limited. It's tracking payments on the MasterCard network. And making estimates for cash and check payments. We'll get a more comprehensive report, Andy, from the National Retail Federation next month.
Marketplace's Nova Safo, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Market's pretty flat this morning. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up a bit, with the Dow future up 10 points. Now, if you traveled over the weekend, we're probably not telling you anything you don't know already. U.S. airlines had to cancel hundreds of flights over the Christmas holiday due to an increase in COVID cases among crews. Logistics were especially tough because many airlines had ramped up flight schedules, anticipated added demand before the Omicron variant came around.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Releasing methane into the atmosphere, it's a problem. It's the second largest contributor to climate change behind carbon dioxide. Now, some oil and gas companies have adopted more leak detection and repair LDAR capacity to stem the problem. Difficulty there is that it's hard to know how well these programs work, but a new study from Harrisburg University suggests that leak detection and repair programs are actually highly effective at ultimately reducing methane emissions. Arvind Ravikumar is a professor in the Petroleum Engineering Department at the University of Texas at Austin, and he's one of the researchers behind the study, which we should say right now has not yet been peer-reviewed. Professor Ravikumar, what did you and your team find here?
We found that the leak detection and repair programs that are being used everywhere in the world are highly effective. And so what we find is that even though voluntary programs can reduce emissions, leak detection and repair programs and regulations can significantly reduce more emissions compared to any voluntary mitigation efforts. And I think that's really important to know, because this is the first time we are able to show that these regulations are actually reducing methane emissions.
How much momentum do we have for these sorts of regulations? Is there momentum for this sort of thing? I guess more at a, you know, I don't know if it's a federal sort of regulation or what happens there.
Right. It is a federal regulation. EPA has proposed draft regulations to address methane emissions from all oil and gas operations in the United States. One of the biggest challenges in methane, and we're seeing it everywhere, is that methane emissions at oil and gas facilities are dominated by what we call super emitters. So the key to finding these super emitters is you need to find them fast and fix them quickly. And over the past 5 years, we have seen significant developments in the use of new technologies such as drones, airplanes, satellites, and continuous monitoring systems to be able to detect these super emitters quickly and fix them. And I think that's very exciting, because if you look at the universe of all these new technologies, many of them are startup companies in the United States. So this is not just methane mitigation. It's also a lot of local jobs, local high-paying jobs in these communities that have these oil and gas operations going on. So there's a lot of good in trying to address methane emissions.
Is the conclusion of this paper that we need to sort of expand this LDAR, this LDAR program? Is that sort of the idea?
Yes. I mean, the lessons from this paper is that these LDAR programs are effective and we should expand them and use the right technologies to be able to cost effectively address methane emissions. But it's not just that. For example, we find that not all sites are created equal. We find that there are some sites and some kinds of equipment like tanks that store liquids and oil are more prone to have methane emissions than other equipment or other sites. So focusing on those most prone to emissions can also quickly reduce and address this problem.
Arvind Ravikumar is a professor of petroleum engineering at the University of Texas at Austin. Arvind, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
And finally, you should probably expect foodstuffs to be more expensive in 2022. That's according to the research firm IRI that says that food prices are likely to rise 5% in the first half of the new year. And like you already heard a bit ago, consumers are willing to spend more on food staples, but retailers also understand that shoppers are especially sensitive to price increases at the grocery store, so they'll have to eat some of that added cost. Frozen foods and other things with more labor, logistics, and packaging costs will tend to increase more than others. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.